If a man will be used of God and remain relevant with God, one area of battle he must win is the area of purity. And people don't graduate from it. It is a kind of warfare called the battle of attrition. The way the devil fights it is not just to fall you. It's to weary you until you give up. Because it's not just about falling. You can fall and rise 7 times. So long as you still believe you can be pure, the devil knows he has not won the battle. So it's not that you fornicated or you didn't fornicate. The idea is actually not to fornicate. But most importantly, is to come to the point where you tell yourself, I can live holy, I can live pure in a perverse generation. Because what the devil wants to achieve, and the reason why you fall every 3 months, is to get you to the point where you give up. And say, Omo, this thing no day possible. And then you even start suspecting that there is nobody who is truly pure. That everybody is just acting. The devil brings you to that defeatist mentality where you think and assume that it's impossible to live pure. And because of that, you now create a new doctrine. God accepts you as you are. God will accept you as you are, but God will not walk with you as you are. You see new doctrines that righteousness is a nature, it's not an act. Because they have fought this battle, they feel it's impossible. And so they weaponize it and makes it a doctrine. And that doctrine enslaves many. There are many churches today where immorality is normal. In fact, there is a system of managing it. If you come, you can point at many who are living in it. Pastor is managing it. In fact, there are many quarters today where cohabiting is natural. They feel it's a normal thing. It's a normal thing to just, a boy can just move into the house with a lady, or a lady move in with a boy, and they are living like husbands and wives, and it means nothing to them. It's normal. When you are going to minister, nobody is holy. All you need to do is just to ask God for mercy, because all of us, we are work in progress. And so they legitimize iniquity. Today, we have thrown morality to the gutters. Look at scriptures and find out men who captains the move of God. The Bible spoke concerning Joseph. In Genesis 39 verse 9, a woman of a big man in the city threw herself at him. Those days, when you are a man of means in society, you marry the best of women. Just the same way you ride the best of horses. And this woman threw herself to Joseph, do what you want with me. I am all yours. And Joseph asked himself a question. How can I do this evil and sin against God? How can I commit this kind of evil? Nobody was seen, but he knew God was seen. I can't do this. The woman threatened him, I will not do it. In our generation today, we'll be the one going to pray, Lord, this temptation in this house. Hey, help me, oh, help me. What kind of temptation is this? Tempt what? The things that should attract anger from our spirit is what we are calling temptation. How can a married woman be affectionate towards you because she's beautiful? In our generation, we call it a temptation. It triggered anger in the heart of Joseph. And Joseph said, I will never do it. When the woman eventually accused him, the guy went into prison for 14 years. And there was no record that Joseph regretted of walking in purity. It was never documented that Joseph was angry with God or Joseph regretted for what he did. And suddenly the Bible will say, until the time that his word came, he said, the word of the Lord tried it. The move of God in Egypt that saved the whole world was powered by a young boy that understood the place of sexual purity. If Joseph had compromised with Potiphar's wife, probably he would have become the head of the house boys. He would have been promoted and be given a citizenship right. He would have become a senior house boy forever. And there wouldn't have been a move of God in Egypt. Many moves of God have been aborted because of 5 minutes of pleasure in immorality. You thought nobody saw you, but heaven was waiting on you. That time when you were battling whether to do it or not, the fate of God was resting on you. The fate of a generation was resting on you. Imagine what would have happened to the world. The whole world would have died of hunger because that move of God was resting on one man. One man. There were not two. Only Joseph knew what to do. Only Joseph. So beyond having authority over senators, beyond having lordship over the house of Pharaoh, he was the lifeline of the move of God for that dispensation. If Moses had fornicated with Potiphar's wife, even his father would have died of hunger. The plan of God for a generation, except God intervened, the world would have been wiped off. People came from all over the world to look for food in Egypt. When Moses was battling to be sexually pure, that's what God was looking at. So heaven was praying for Joseph, because they knew if he fell, the world would have died. Men would have gone into hunger and the earth would have been wiped off. Do you know what is at stake? That 5 minutes that you compromised. Do you know what is at stake? Why do you think every demon will leave here to make sure you fornicate for just 5 minutes? Because they are seeing what you are not seeing. When Joseph was rejecting Potiphar's wife, the devil was seeing the savior of the world. But Joseph, even Joseph did not see it. May God not disqualify you. Imagine if Joseph fornicated and God said, because you have done this, I will raise another deliverer. What would have been the value of Joseph's life? He would have been a slave forever. But when Joseph made that decision, he saved the world. Daniel chapter 1 verse 8, we saw another testimony of a man who carried the move of God in a corrupt nation like Babylon. They brought things that appetized. And the Bible said Daniel and his friends proposed in their hearts that they will not defy themselves with the portion of the king's meat, because these things are offered to idols. If it's what you need in order to grow fat, allow us to be lean. And by the grace of God, we will not grow lean, but we will not defile ourselves. God was looking at the faith of Israel. God was looking at the salvation of Israel from Babylon. It was never about food. This is the era of Adam. He thought it was about an apple. The devil knows this transaction is not about an apple. It's about the destiny of the human race. It's about the move of God over a dispensation. You are bargaining apple. A spirit is bargaining territories. You are bargaining apple. A spirit is bargaining the destiny of millions. Who told you it's an apple? You think the devil will come to you to strike a bargain with you about an apple? Do you know how busy the devil is? The Bible said the devil is running to and fro the earth. A being that busy, you think he will come away from his busy schedule and is angry with you for 1 month just to sleep with that lady because of the pleasure? There's something he's seeing that you are not seeing. He has checked in the heaven and he has discovered that you are one of God's 7 soldiers for the next move of God. And if he brings you down, the move of God is at stake. You are thinking it's about pleasure. The devil is seeing the move of God that you are not seeing. May God open our eyes to see what we represent in the move of God. Some of you who are sitting here now, you don't even have food to eat. But in the next 5 years, you are the one to supply food to Christians in Gombe. And you didn't know it's part of your agenda. Because when the move of God starts, there will be a need for somebody to man the gate of supplies. And you are the one heaven has chosen. And the devil has seen that if you are not there, many will die of starvation. And he has come 7 years before and projected an agent before you. The boy comes with a well-carved BS. He has spent 2 years in the gym, built his chest, and is coming to you in the evening with singlet and well-carved BS. And you are going to your room. You carry his picture. You are smiling. He sends you a message. You are beautiful. If you want to know, go to the mirror. The mirror too will tell you the same thing. You look at one text message. You read it 20 times. You smile. You smile. You smile. You are bargaining something that is about to happen in 7 years. If you have understanding, you will delete that message, block that person's number, and invite him to church to meet your pastor. If you have not yet been converted, I have no interaction with you. For what has light got to do with darkness? What has light got to do with darkness? I have no business with you except as you are converted. Because I know my purity is not just because I love to be pure. It's because the move of God depends on it.